In the Spirit of Medicine, the essays of family practice doctor and Mille Lacs band member, Dr. Arnie Vainio.
She was thin and frail and 94 years old. She lay in the hospital bed and she only took a breath once in a while. I sat by her bedside and I timed my breaths with hers, and I always had to take a breath before she did. I was 21, and this is the first time I saw someone go through the process of dying. It seemed to me she was always old. She had long white hair and she tied it in a bun on the top of her head. I remember her baking bread in her old black cast iron cook stove. My grandfather carried that stove on cow trails on his back, and it took him 4 trips from Chisholm, Minnesota, which was 17 miles away. Her wood-fired cook stove was going every day, even on the hottest July days. The only time she didn't use it was every couple of years when my Aunt Bertha came to visit from California. Then she had to figure out how to use the electric stove Bertha bought her a few years earlier. Otherwise, the electric stove held a flower pot and was never used as a stove. She went to the Unitarian Church sometimes. My grandfather was an atheist and never went to church. We liked to look through her big gold Bible sometimes because the pages were so thin and everything Jesus said was in red writing. I still remember many of those passages. One time I found $20 in there, and that must have taken her a long time to save. She put her finger to her lips and nodded her head back and forth, and I put the money back. I knew she put it there because it was the only place my grandfather would never look. She baked bread and pies, and she canned berries and vegetables and fruit whenever she could get it. I remember riding with her and my Aunt Helmy to the Echo Trail. This was an all-day trip and was the place they most liked to pick blueberries. I was bored within an hour, but they came there to pick, and we started out before the sun came up and stayed there until sunset. She had a huge garden, and she watered it from rain barrels that she had in the corners of the house. It seemed like she was always working in the garden. She was love, and she was kindness. I sat at the edge of her hospital bed, and she took her slow and labored breaths. I took her gnarled hand with the parchment paper skin and a map on the back of her hand made from veins. Her hand rested in mine, and she didn't move or say anything until I leaned over and whispered, "Grandma, it's Arnie." "Arnie," she whispered back and squeezed my hand. Even at age 21, I knew she was holding my father's hand. I let her squeeze as long as she could. She said my name the way she always said my father's name. She didn't say it very often as I was growing up, as he committed suicide when I was 4, and the adults never talked about it. My Aunt Bertha fell in a nursing home and died a few years ago. I used to go and visit her every 3 months or so. I tried to ask her about my father, but she never wanted to talk about him. She would answer questions about my grandmother. My grandmother emigrated from Finland to America when she was 19 years old, and she traveled alone on a ship. She answered an ad to be a housekeeper for my grandfather, and they were married sometime after that. In true Finnish tradition, they built the sauna first, and I believe my father and both my aunts were born in the sauna. My grandmother grew up in Pori. This is about 20 miles from the sea on the western side of Finland. My great-grandfather was a furrier, and he made and sold jackets and hats. He worked hard, and he brought his work into the city to sell. When he got the money, he would stop in a bar and get drunk. Sometimes he spent all the money, and my grandmother would have to drive the horse and cart home and get into trouble for not stopping him. She was only 9 years old at the time. My wife Ivy and her son Jacob and I went to Finland in 2010 when Jacob was 10, and we met family members we were unaware of before that. We wanted to go to Pori, but we didn't have time. I wanted to walk where my grandmother walked, and I wanted to smell the same sea she smelled, and I wanted to hear the same birds she would have listened to. We'll be traveling to Finland soon. The true ancestral Finnish sauna is called a savu sauna. This is a smoke sauna, which means there's no chimney. The stove is an open firebox with the stones above it. The smoke and fire go right through the stones, and the smoke goes out through openings in the upper part of the walls. Water is thrown on the rocks after they've been heating for hours and hours, and the steam drives out the smoke and ash. Our friend Steve Lepala is traveling with us, and he and I are on a historic sauna quest. We are trying to find as many historic saunas as we can, and we have already taken several. Steve managed to find a working savu sauna in Michigan, and as far as we know, it's the only one in the United States that is in use. There are estimated to be 25,000 of them in Finland. Last July, I started cutting trees to build a savu sauna. This is solitary work. It was hot and humid, and the mosquitoes and deer flies and horse flies were relentless. The peeling iron I used is sharp, and I bled freely into the logs I was cutting. They have to dry for a couple of years so they don't shrink when I put the walls together. No one had any money in Finland when my grandmother was growing up, and some old letters we found speak to that poverty. Stovepipes and chimneys cost money, and I believe in my heart my grandmother took her saunas in a Savu sauna when she was a girl, and then a young woman in Finland. Steve and I have been invited to take a Savu sauna at Suomen Saunasura, which is the Finnish Sauna Society in Helsinki, and we will go as guests of the well-respected journalist Rauli Virtanen. This is a great honor. My grandmother dared to cross an ocean alone, and she worked and struggled and saved so someone in her family could someday get ahead. That someone is me. That someday is now. Kiitos iso äiti. Thank you, grandmother. It's Arne. I will walk in your footsteps in Pori, and I will smell the sea, and I will listen to the birds, and I will know your hand is in mine.
Dr. Arne Vainio's essays on life, work, medicine, and spirit are published in News from Indian Country, and you can find the link to this story and more on our website at kumd.org. In the Spirit of Medicine is produced by Dr. Arne Vainio and Chris Harwood, with music by Keith Sekola, and funded in part by a grant from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.